We're deep in the playoff postseason run here in KMA Land football. On the line with me, the Woodbine Tigers head coach, Dustin Crook. Playoffs or regular season, they've been really taking everybody to the brink there on their 9-0 route of their season. Coach Crook, let's kind of go over that season and that postseason wins you guys have had. What's been going right for the Woodbine Tigers this year?
Yeah, it's been going our way. Our guys have done a good job throughout the off season and coming into the season to prepare. Their preparation and work that they've been doing when everybody's not watching has showed up on Friday night. So proud of those guys. Everything's kind of been going our way.
Let's kind of go over those leaders you guys have. You guys are deep when it comes to talent in pretty much every category. What are some of the guys that have been leading the way for you for the Tigers?
Yeah, our five captains and Brody and Jax Pryor, Joe Friend, Landon Bloom, and Brenner Sullivan. They do a great job for us of kind of setting the tone and expectation, and they've done that all summer for us and through the season, so they've done a good job. But outside those captains, we have a bunch of other guys that are leaders within the team too, and Cal Pryor, Matthew Tremel are doing a great job for us. Micah Moores and Brendan Wagner. So just a talented group of guys, and even though they're not necessarily captains, we got great leadership all over the place.
A lot of people around the KMA listening area know what you guys are all about when it comes to offense. So let's talk about the defense. You guys have held your opponents under double digit, in single digits, all but one game this year. How do you guys just excel defensively?
Yeah, we are number one defense in the state. Our guys' commitment to game plan and then the prep they do kind of Sunday through Thursday in order to understand the different opponents. It puts us in the position to be confident and be able to play fast. I don't think we have allowed a 100-yard rusher this year. So the defense is playing very well. They're giving up right around maybe 2 yards per play on the season. That's even with the JV guys in there. So defense has been playing lights out, and it goes to those guys' commitment to the prep beforehand and able to be confident and play fast and understand the game plan.
And now we're going to go ahead and look forward. You guys will be playing Fremont Mills at home once again this season. They're actually the team that kept the closest with you guys. That was only a 44-point win, and they're the team that did get the double digits. So what are just expectations when you know it's going to be hard to beat a team for the second time around?
Yeah, we know it's going to be a different game. They've gotten better since we played them week three. So we look for a tighter, more competitive physical game with those guys, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
And then maybe what's an area of the game you think that Fremont Mills can challenge you guys now that you've looked at film and knowing that they're going to have Jonathan Ekpai coming back?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to make sure that we continue to win at the line of scrimmage and be able to contain their run with their starting running back. And Forney, he does a good job at quarterback and operating their offense, so it's not just play downhill and stop the run. He can still throw the ball around. So we'll have to make sure that we have all areas covered.
So this will be the quarterfinal stage of the season. That means we're down to the final eight. But, you know, we all know that in your guys' mind, you want to be there at the top at the end of the season. So if you guys do want to make a nice long playoff run, defeat Fremont Mills, then take care of Pizzas the next two games, what do you think priority number one is in that three-game stretch for your team?
Our focus is the game that's in front of us. 100% focus on those. Don't look too far ahead and take care of business each week. So, and our guys have done a good job of that. No matter who our opponent is, we preach and play to a standard. And so those guys have an expectation of how we practice, how we prepare, and then how we play on Friday night. They've done a good job of that. If we keep doing that, it'll put us in a good spot.
All right, you kept me in check with that question. So now I'll even go with how about the area of the game? And let's only stick with Fremont Mills. Where do you want to see priority number one out of your kids when it comes to style of play on the field?
Just playing fast, playing aggressive, play without fear. Don't worry about making mistakes. and just be confident in our play. We don't want to do a whole lot of thinking. We just want to react and play. So our guys playing fast is going to be a big key, and that's what we focus on. Just go out and execute, do what we do best.
Season long, the Woodbine Tigers have been playing fast and aggressive, and those scores come to show it. They got to take Fremont Mills down for the second time, though, here in the quarterfinals to advance on in their season. That'll be happening this Thursday. That will be on our KMA Extreme. Tom Moore and I will be there to call that one. Hey, Coach Crooks, thanks for getting this in. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll see you Thursday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.